Chapter 4. On Saturday, we loaded Black George into the newly washed trailer and drove him with the newly washed truck out to the stable where Miss Slater worked. It was sunny when we left home, a bright, warmish day, perfect for riding. But as soon as we turned toward the coast, we could see a bank of fog lying like a gray pillow over exactly the spot we were headed toward. It made me shiver just to look at it, but Mom had sent along an extra sweater, so I knew I would be fine. Miss Slater had never seen Black George before, so we gave him a bath, pulled his mane, and combed out his tail, which was long and luxurious. I had also cleaned the saddle and bridle. We had not clipped the insides of his ears or his whiskers. Daddy said that a horse living out needed the hair in his ears to keep flies away and the whiskers to find the grass. He kept a straight face as he said this, but I laughed anyway. On the way over, I did some homework. We had lots more homework in eighth grade than seventh, and sometimes it was hard to fit it in. I had a book report due Monday about Great Expectations. I had not been able to make head or tail of Great Expectations, partly because I kept dozing off when I was trying to read it. I thought if I read while we were driving, I might stay awake. Our next book after Great Expectations was going to be a play, Julius Caesar. Alexis and Barbara Goldman had decided that in order to get through it, some of us were going to come over to their house and read it out loud, but I had to make something of Great Expectations first. As we were driving through the damp pines, I could just get glimpses of the ocean from time to time, and I tried to imagine a big old boat sitting out there with a family living in it like a cabin, which is something that happens in Great Expectations. I couldn't. Miss Slater was finishing up with a lesson, a girl on a chestnut pony cantering around the ring with a determined look on her face. At one point, the pony slowed down, and the girl smacked him a good one with the whip. The pony sped up, with his ears pinned.